Hello and welcome to this week's You May or May Not Like It DC Rebirth Edition number 2, I guess that would be, right?
Yeah, I would say it.
It's the second round of 5 books that we're
gonna... Is this an official You May or May Not Like It podcast?
That's what we're doing, yeah.
Is that...
Because people may or may not like Rebirth.
We may or may not keep that going. We'll see.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to change it in mid-stride, so I have to change all my spreadsheets.
Correct, we're going to keep the Rebirth
thing
going.
Did you say correct?
Affirmative.
Right. So... I'm your host, Scott. You can find me on Twitter at XOrsonX. And I'm here with Mike. You can find on Twitter at Review and Roast or MikeMiro7, which no one follows because
nobody cares.
Today we have the Aquaman Rebirth, the Wonder Woman Rebirth, the Flash Rebirth, and then we have Action and Detective Comics Rebirth. We're starting out in that order with Aquaman Rebirth. And I know this was Mike's personal favorite because he's a huge Aquaman fan.
I mean, I don't hate him.
He's an Aqua fan.
I think he's underrated.
Overhated. I'm not going to lie. I don't know much about the Aquaman. But I do feel that when they put him in the movies, I feel it should be Vinny Chase.
Oh, that's not even a question. That would have been my first choice.
I think most people are like, what? But if you think back to a certain show, Entourage, that was a thing.
That was his big thing. Or they could have used Jake Gyllenhaal.
Why?
Remember Jake Gyllenhaal did the sequel? Brokeback motherfucking Aquaman?
Wow.
Remember?
No.
Really?
It's been a long... I haven't seen it that much. I mean, I watched the series
that was the thing.
Once.
Because when people went up to Vinny and said, hey, I loved you. Didn't really like the first one, but I liked you in Aquaman 2. And he's like, oh, yeah, that wasn't me. Anywho.
Okay. Yeah, we're getting...
Moving on.
Yeah, so...
That might be the quickest sidetrack in the history of this show.
Probably, yeah. Dude, just wait. Just listen to the last comic roast. It was brutal. But anywho, that's, again, another story. Aquaman Rebirth, number 1. This basically... See, now, and there's, like I said, I'm not that familiar with Aquaman, so, like, I didn't know he was half...
Fish?
No. No. Half, what is it?
Human?
Atlantean and half human.
Correct.
I did not know.
Yes.
He does not talk to fish. I did not know.
Right. He's
but
telepathically linked.
Right. He can suggest...
That is the funny thing in that book that they bring up, is that he actually doesn't actually talk to the fish, which everyone thinks... Which makes him a caricature of himself in the world.
I like that they referenced that he is looked at as the joke, but I think they referenced it too much.
Right, yeah, it was a little like they overcooked the issue.
Yeah, I mean they made light of it that everyone kind of, you know, looks at him like, "Eh, what a dork, he can't do nothing." Mm-hmm. But, you know.
Well, what I did like, and again, I'm not also an expert on Aquaman lore, but I did like the fact that they kind of got into the fact that also Atlanteans, we're just going to go with that word.
That's what they are.
Also don't, he doesn't have a lot of fans down underwater either, because he's also defends the, what do they call them? The surface dwellers or
something like
whatever,
that, yeah.
The drylanders. There it is, I think.
No.
Yeah.
Nailed it. Ground people.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gets no respect. Oh, yeah. Well, it's just, you know, and I was just thinking about this morning, and I read
Brian could have been in this podcast, because apparently we didn't read this book either.
No, well, I mean, the Deluge, is that the group of...
Yeah, the Deluge.
The group of underwater Atlantean terrorists who are basically trying to blow up the eastern seaboard.
Right.
And, you know, he's trying to take control of that situation before the land dwellers find out. But, you know, when I was thinking about it, and again, this is just me being stupid, but, like, so here we have the king of Atlantis,
correct,
who is half human, happens to be white, whatever. But then I started thinking, dude, this so reminds me of, like, Dances with Wolves, where the greatest Indian warrior ever was a white guy. Or The Last Samurai, where the best samurai ever was a white guy, you know? Well, the best Atlantean king we've ever had is some white guy. Just kind of was,
yeah.
Doesn't really have much to do with the book. It's just something my stupid brain put together. Yeah. I just think it's kind of funny how that always seems to be.
I mean, it might be a smidge of a reach by comparison to those things where Atlanteans aren't.
Well, he's a morph.
Right. I mean, yeah. So, I mean, I get it.
So, yeah, it's basically the story goes on about him making a joke of himself, clearing up the misconceptions of what people think he really is, all, backsided with stopping this underwater terrorist group from blowing up anything before the Americans find out. And it's always like, and I know it's like because it's written here and we're from here, but it's always, they're always going after like America or New York or.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this book was like created LA. In when? Like the 40s or maybe. I mean, not this particular book. It was made a couple weeks ago. But, you have to take most of the stories and comics with almost a grain of salt at this point because if the characters haven't been created in the last two decades, they're white guys.
No, that's all fine and good. Like, I got off that train, so I don't know why you're reborn.
Well, I mean, like, Americans and everything's about America. No, if I'm not mistaken, if you look up, remember before we were talking about Metropolis and Gotham being neighbors?
Yes.
Atlantis, if I'm not mistaken, is right off the East Coast.
Which makes no sense.
I didn't say it makes sense.
In a geographical sense.
I also didn't say that in a geographical sense, but it makes sense.
What's funny, though, too, is they spent at least a couple of panels, if not a whole page, talking about how much water there is. Two-thirds of the planet, right. 98% of fucking blah, 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 make up, his reigning kingdom.
Right.
Yet, why don't you focus on, like, even better, focus on Hawaii. Instead of taking out an eastern city, they could have took out the whole state of Hawaii. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Well, next time there's a terrorist attack, they can consult you.
I'm just saying.
No, obviously there's going to be better ideas. There's a better idea for anything.
There's more than just America. Let's move it along.
I'm pretty sure Hawaii's in America.
You know what I mean.
Do I?
Dick nuts.
If you said Indonesia.
What's Aquaman's name? Quick quiz.
Arthur Curry.
Nice. Did you know that before you read this?
Yeah.
I did not.
It actually, in Batman vs. Superman, they actually have his name, I believe, in the files when they're going through the files.
You're right. They do.
Yeah.
And then you have his girlfriend.
Also. I wrote it on my notes.
Nerd. What's his girlfriend's name?
Mira.
Look at you doing stuff. Yeah, she seems to be,
Yeah, she's like the straight up Atlantean. Right, that. And they actually reference that in the book, that she does things for him, but not because he needs her to, because she wants to be the person.
Right.
She does it out of love, not out of necessity, which is better, obviously.
Right. And, Atlanteans don't necessarily trust the land dwellers and vice versa. So what Aquaman did, they referenced in the beginning of this book, they recently established some kind of embassy
right
between the two right off the eastern seaboard, which is probably why they were coming to blow it up.
Look at you connecting dots.
That's what I do. Hashtag Scott connects things. Yeah, it's not as powerful.
I don't know if it's going to take off.
Not as powerful as the beard conspiracy one from last week, but it was good. What I like the most, and I said this last week, but about it seems like with all these rebirths, there's trying not to focus so much on the main character. You know what I'm saying? Like they're bringing in
right
all of the characters that you kind of know of, but they don't ever really talk about, and they never have in movies. That's who it seems like they're trying to focus on with this rebirth, and that to me is what I think is going to be the winning formula.
Right. It's almost that they're going to be getting you interested in characters you might not normally be.
Right.
Side note characters. And when we get all the way down to that detective book, that's a big one, I think, that's going to introduce a few characters that people might not be
quite a few
with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to that when we get to it.
Well, do you have anything else on Aquaman?
I don't know how you feel about this. And again, I know movies and comics and TV shows are all different. But for me, I was kind of hoping, in the comics they have had the longer-haired, bearded Aquaman-ish look. And now that we officially know that's the look for the Justice League, I personally kind of was more hoping we'd go with that look. I'm not saying make the guy look like Jason Momoa, but I would say make him I don't know. I thought they might change the outfit a smidge or lengthen the hair, give him a beard, do a little something. I was kind of hoping for that more than the absolutely traditional Aquaman, because I think first off, Aquaman's taken some stuff, and like you said, he's gotten a lot of shit, and he's a white guy with a weird suit and blah blah blah. But in the new movie, like we said, they're using Jason Momoa, who is a Hawaiian by descent, a giant of a man, long hair, beard, you know, real a it's little
really dreamy.
I mean, just saying, if you had to, I had to sit on the other bench. Anywho, moving on.
Actually, that is one thing. Now, I'm glad you brought up the costume, because when he was fighting the terrorist cell underwater, they're like, and you dress like the land dwellers. I'm like, dude, no one up here dresses that way.
Yeah, I mean, they're on the run. If they were at Venice Beach, maybe someone's dressed like that.
I don't know. I never seen dudes walking around with that scales.
Yeah, that is not quite the right.
But anywho.
Yeah, I actually did notice that part, too, now that you bring it up. I kind of thought that was funny. I was like, ah, yeah, that's... Yeah, maybe on October 31st.
Yeah, right.
That's about it. But I am still excited about the Aquaman series, and we're going to continue to cover almost everything that there is in some way, shape, or form. But I'm personally going to be interested in this. I think it's got somewhere to go. And this book was also done in narrative form, which seems to be the trend in most of these so far.
Yeah.
And that's just the initial couple of books. But this one's narrated by someone basically telling you the Aquaman story, and without giving up who it is, it's somebody that's not actually a huge fan but seems to have respect for him as an adversary. No?
I don't know. I read all five this morning.
You're giving me deer in headlights.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you remember the last page with the bad guy and the stuff?
No.
Really?
Refresh without spoiling.
Oh, did you not read the second half at the diner?
No, I did.
Well, whatever. We'll just say it. It's the Black Manta is at the very end.
Oh, yeah.
He's the guy telling the whole story, and it almost gives you, when you figure out, and sorry for ruining it if you even care, but when you figure it out at the end that, oh, man, the guy that was talking about this wants to cut this guy's head off, you know, you're kind of like, he sort of does give him a little respect and realizes that he's gone through a lot of stuff being Aquaman, you know. So I thought that was kind of a weird twist at the end, and I liked it.
Well, yeah, and it goes back to they're focusing on characters you probably right. don't know.
And again, I probably should know more about Black Manta, but I don't. So I'm sorry for all that. But it seems like we'll all know more about him in the upcoming months.
But it also seems like he was basically, and I don't want to say a lackey, but it seems like he was working for the guy in the shadows.
I think you're right. I think all of this, by the end of this podcast, we'll have 10 books out under our belts with so many more to come. So I think...
With no idea who's behind it all.
I'm telling... Well,
kind of. But we'll get to that, too, later. Numbers.
I don't know. I'm in, like, the 8 range for this book, personally.
I'm in the 6-5 range.
Yeah. It's still
good. It was okay.
It's 3 out of 5 stars.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not... it's not that I'm not interested. It definitely... piqued my interest towards the end when they introduced the Black Manta. But other than that, it was okay.
I know, and I think most of these books we have to understand too that they're all setup books.
Yeah.
These aren't one shots that are action packed and tell a specific story. These are one shots that are only alluding to a grander story. So
correct.
That is correct.
All right. Next on the list, Wonder Woman Rebirth. This one, you know, very similar to the others, starts out with, the narrative type writing style and basically giving you Wonder Woman's background. Why do they call me Wonder Woman? Where did I come from? You know, was I, you know, made and born of clay, or did the god from this other island come over and have sexy time with my mother and boom? Now my mother got what she wanted, a daughter.
Business time.
It's biz. No.
Yeah, I just think, and this one is actually narrated by her own self in her inner monologue, I guess you would call it. And
right.
The first the beginning of that, which Scott was just talking about here, I wasn't super excited about it. It was very convoluted to me. I mean, I understood it, but it could have been... I don't know that it even actually could have been done less confusing. I think that the way they told it might have been the only way. It was just not a great way, I think.
No, I'll agree. It was a bit confusing. And with a lot of these...
I did like the origin thing, though.
Yeah, a lot of them are doing... at least hinting at the origins of these characters, in case you're not aware. This one may have dragged on a little longer, but I'm not, like, you know, Wonder Woman's number one fan. I'm fairly familiar with her origin, but it's nice for a refresher. You know, there's so much going on, but it's... And I know you said you didn't really like this one that much, and it is a little weird, but it seems like every time she's... in a situation, and then all of a sudden, it's completely different. You know, she's right. Trying to find the quote-unquote truth, and I just did the hand thing.
Air quotes.
Yes. So, you know, she's trying to find the truth and everything, so every time she feels like she's got something nailed down, like, nope, this is not happening, this is totally different, or, mm-hmm. you know, it keeps switching. So it is seems a little confusing.
Right, it's almost like her inner monologue is being played tricks on.
Right.
Which you don't know right away, which makes it super confusing. And once you kind of pick that up, I think it might make the first half. You know what? In the book's defense, maybe I should have went back and read the first half, because now just saying that out loud, the first half might make more sense as you go on. Some of those things that I was reading, I'm like, oh, this is just written poorly. Well,
I don't want to say that it should be implied, but every single one of these books is following the guise of it's an altered timeline. Someone's playing with our lives, playing with our memories, taking chunks of time away.
Yeah.
And it's almost like she's experiencing it more, even though Flash feels it a lot.
I think she is, because I think, well, as she ended up lassoing herself, and I think that she might be experiencing it more because she's able to fight it more mentally. So
because she's always looking for the truth.
She almost knows, well, it's not almost, she knows she's being manipulated,
yeah.
or something is amiss, let's just say. Right. And that's why her own origin, she's all messed up. So in that respect, I kind of, it's almost starting to like the book more as we're speaking out loud about it, which, that's why you do these things. So, like I said, though, I think it's important, and that's why we talk about these things, because you figure out different aspects. I mean, we've sat here before, and you guys have explained things to me, not that I didn't necessarily get, but in another light that I maybe wasn't looking at it the first time, and maybe I will take another look at this book.
Well, there's also that, and here's something I didn't know about her. She could just will herself back to her home island.
I also had no clue about that move.
Yeah, but when she did it, it was completely different. It was right. Olympus that she ended up on, wasn't it?
Right. I don't know if she could will herself there as well, or whatever the case may be, but wherever it was she was going wasn't exactly the way it was supposed to be, and she knew that. So again, her mental power, and I'm not saying she has mental powers, but her...
Mental capacity,
her knowledge of things, knew that things were amiss. And again, I thought that was actually pretty cool. So... once you got to that second half of the book, I thought it picked up nicely, and that's why I didn't think it was a complete waste of time in the first place. And now that we talked a little bit about the first half, I actually might have enjoyed it more than I thought I might have had I known that.
Had you known the truth.
Had I had a lasso. Whoopsh.
Yeah. No, I just thought it was really interesting that she ended up in the wrong place, and all of the statues, whatever, right. came to life, and they started attacking her, and she was just like, get out of here, dude.
Right.
You know. But, you know, I this personally is, you know, maybe not the top of the list for me this week, but it is up there. This is one of my favorites this week, and I definitely think everyone should check it out, especially now with our running through explanations and helping.
Right. I'm still not going to put it. I'm not going to put it at the top of my list. I don't even know where my list is going to be by the time we're done talking here. But if I was at a 5, I'm definitely not now. So I'm more pushing a 7 now, I would say.
Okay. I am a solid 8. I really enjoyed this book. Moving on quickly to the Flash.
Boom, zing. What was a Flash fact?
Yeah. Yeah, that was
Flash fact.
So if you remember the original just straight up DC Rebirth book that we talked about last week. The whole book follows Wally West as he's trying to come back into reality because he's stuck in the Speed Force, basically deteriorating. So the Flash book picks up right around that same time when Wally, at the end of that one.
Right. At the end of that, at the end of Rebirth, Barry, Wally goes to Barry. Barry doesn't know him, and then all of a sudden he's like, whoa, I think I do know you.
Right.
And then he pulls Wally back. We all know that. That already happened. This book starts off kind of leading you from leading the Flash up to that point and then just after that point.
Right.
So basically where Wally meets Barry in DC Rebirth is dead center in the middle of this book.
Right.
Well, maybe a little bit early, but around the middle of the book. So it starts off with Barry picking up a case very much like his mother's. Woman is murdered in the house. I think she was even stabbed or whatever the case.
50 times.
That's a lot of times.
Yeah,
that's too many. That's 49 too
definitely
many
times. The stabbing cabin.
Yeah. But but yeah, so it's kind of him coming to deal with the fact that this case is very similar and he's got a lot of things in his mind.
And he overhears the police talking about, it's got to be the husband.
Right. And so he's, you know, obviously having some difficulty coping with just things in general. It's sort of, it's not the normal Flash that's like a fun-loving, happy dude. So, and that leads to him catching up with Wally, pulling Wally back, and then they have a lengthy talk, which you don't see in DC Rebirth.
Right. Which leads to them trying to, you know, the Flash is going to go talk to Batman and talk about the letter and see what investigative work he did. And right before they split parts, they're like, now that we're both together again, nothing can stop us. She's like, yeah, and that's a Flash fact. And I was like, oh, geez. That was like straight out of the 1940s. I actually had to stop and like point it out because it was kind of cheesy and funny. But I mean, it didn't ruin anything. It was just kind of silly. I've read a couple of Flash trades in my day. I've never read any Kid Flash or Wally West stuff, you know. So I'm not super familiar with him. He just seems like the nerd that hung around and got powers, you know. But I guess, you know, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you know, I mean, obviously, some characters don't age as much as others in the DC. So it seems like the ones that are getting older and that have been around for a long time and that are aging are, it almost feels like they're training the next group to take over so that they can take a backseat and start focusing on new characters, which is kind of a neat idea. But of course, you know, Batman's never going to go away completely.
What do you think? At some point in time, does Bruce Wayne have to die? Does Barry Allen have to just... I mean, they did it with Wolverine.
They've been around for 80 years. Well, I don't think Wolverine's... He's not staying away.
No, he's dead.
Yeah, they killed him, and then they did Old Man Logan. That was the next one.
He's from an alternate universe.
Then you can never run out of universes.
There is a new Wolverine. It's a woman. I read the
there's
book.
Also, it's awesome. There's also a Thor woman.
Well, see, but Thor's a god, and I could understand him being alive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm talking about regular humans. Again, Captain America's going to last a little while.
Yeah.
Maybe the Flash does.
See, I'm not
but
too
Bruce
sure
Wayne
how Wonder
is
Woman
a straight
works.
Up dude. Well, she's like a half god or something.
That's true. That's
so
true.
I could see
so
her.
I would think she would last for a while.
Right. Superman obviously ages extraordinarily slow after he hit his prime. Blah, blah, blah. You know?
Yeah.
He made it to 18 in 18 years.
Yeah. And he's just floating around in his 20s. Yeah, but like I said, it feels like they're training the next breed, I guess would be the way to put it.
Right. And that's why I like the cartoon comic movies, like with Batman and stuff, where the guy's legit 60 years old. Like,
yeah.
That one's actually one of my favorite.
Yeah, Brian
movies.
And I did one.
I think that's The Dark Knight Returns. I actually just rewatched it the other day. It's actually
pretty
good.
We did one a while back where he was. Who's his son?
His son's not
Damian.
In this one.
Yeah, we watched the cartoon with. We did a podcast on.
There's
it, too.
A few. There's. I'm actually. I got them all like listed out. I'm gonna rewatch like all of those cartoon ones because they're actually kind of like them more than I thought I would.
Oh yeah, they're really good so far from what I've seen. Plus the one I watched in the opening scene.
There's a couple newer ones. Maybe we should think about that while we're in the DC. We're seeming to be, there's so much going on with DC right now. We're sort of shifting that way. I mean, I'm keeping up on a couple of Marvel things, but really, I'm not dissing Marvel. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But DC's got this going on right now, and this is serious.
Well, the nice thing with the
serious
the cartoon that we were watching was the opening villain was the Dollmaker.
Well,
and it was voiced by Weird Al Yankovic.
I honestly love that idea.
Right?
I was going to say I don't hate it, but that's not good enough.
Right. It was pretty neat. But we're talking about The Flash.
Oh, yeah.
And he's super fast, guys.
Batman is in this one. And actually, I do like the way that story is headed.
Superman said there's no laughing in the Batcave.
That might have been, out of all the books so far, that might be one of the better lines that have been, like, inner monologued.
Right.
So far.
I was going to crack a joke to lighten the mood. Superman said there's no laughing in the Batcave.
Superman's right. That is, that's a rule.
But yeah, this definitely overlaps with the original DC Rebirth. So,
and I think that's why this might be one of my stronger books released this week, only because of the fact that it was...
There's more than what's just here.
Right, and it's directly related to the original. I mean, obviously, the whole thing centers around the Flash effing with the time-space continuum.
No, because Wally said it's not your fault. There's someone out there watching.
Yeah, i.e. the Doctor.
Was it the Doctor?
Doctor Who?
That would be awesome.
Stop. It'd be worse.
Don't even get me started on Doctor Who. And then, since Joe just walked in, if we start talking about Doctor Who, you know he's jumping.
There's no Doctor Who talk in this building. Look at Joe. He's all excited.
Right. He's got fucking...
I mean, we can go to Warcraft later.
Yeah, you know, I like Doctor Who. So, Doctor Flash. Doing it. Rebirth. This again was really good. And like you said, because of Rebirth being such a thick book, this story is just so much more now than it was then. Number.
I want to give it a 9, but I'm going to give it an 8.5.
I'm right there with you. I'm going to give it an 8.5 as well.
Dig it.
I took off the 0.5 because of the... That's a joke. Flash fact. Actually, I didn't.
Maybe I'm going to change it to a 9 because I like the joke. Action
right.
Comics.
Yes, Action Comics Rebirth. Now, this one, if you remember in Superman that we did last week, it winds up where, you know, Lois is trying to get into the... quote unquote mausoleum, grave, whatever of Superman.
Lana Lang,
sorry. So she can retrieve his remains and bring them back to the farm, and you know, mm-hmm. that's what he really wanted. And she gets help from Superman from another universe.
Right.
Now, and I mentioned this earlier to you, and I know you whatever, but out of all of these rebirths so far, and there's been this is 10 now, Superman's the only one that is in, you know what I'm saying? Like he's quote-unquote dead, but he also is here from another universe. So it's
right,
like
he's got a doppelganger.
Yeah, nobody else has one. So it's just like, well... But, anywho, back to action. This, by the third page, your jaw will hit the ground. I don't know if we want to say why.
Well, most people already know.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, there's a... It's actually in the advertising. They show Superlex.
Yes. So basically, it opens up with seemingly some kind of a bank robbery.
A heist of sorts.
Yeah. And, you know, they're like, oh, we got nothing to worry about, man. Superman's dead. Let's just wait our, you know, do this right, and then blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, I wouldn't think so much about that. And then you flip the page, and it's Lex Luthor in like a metal Superman suit floating
there.
With the S, with the cape, talking about like, Superman's dead. I'm taking his place. Let's do some justice, basically. And
it's
like,
almost verbatim what he says.
Pretty much. And it was, seriously, I didn't expect it because I didn't look at any advertising, I guess. But it was awesome. And I stopped and had to gloat a little bit.
And here's the thing. All these other Rebirth series are basically starting from number one. These other two, the next two that we're going to discuss, Action and Detective... Action's picking up at 9:57 and Detective at 9:34. So
you wrote that down, didn't you?
I got notes, guy. Nice. I knew you were going to be holding the books. What? Anywho.
No dirty connotation.
I don't really know exactly what's been happening in Action because I honestly haven't been up on it. Or Detective
Wait,
Comics.
You didn't read the last 956?
I have.
You're
the
worst.
I mean, maybe two or three of them. Same with Detective. I mean, I probably had one in my collection back in the day. Anywho, the point is, So we don't really, and I'm guessing you haven't.
What?
You're not, haven't also read the last 956?
No. Nope.
So I can't speak, I don't know what's going on. So I just got here. So we're going to talk about what we know from moving forward. So Clark is dead. Lex is Superman. The guy's from the other universe. He's got a kid with the other Lois. Is it this Lois? Is it the other Lois? I honestly don't even know.
See, what I'm thinking is...
Did other universe Superman come here and bring other universe Lois and John?
Yes.
So is there another Lois or is she dead or what's, what's going on?
Here's the deal, right?
Give me the deal.
Because in... Stop fucking squeaking the chair.
Do I got to Google this? Could you hear that?
Yeah.
What?
In...
Talk what? To me.
What?
What universe?
Okay, in the Superman book, like I said, you have... And I messed up. It's Lana Lang going and trying... Because she's the one that was with Superman in this universe. So I'm thinking this whole universe is not the one we're all familiar with. Everything's going to be slightly different. But the Superman that shows up in action, and, well, in Superman as well, is the one from the universe we do know... And somehow him, Lois, and the kid ended up here. We don't know how.
So you're thinking that action right now is in a different universe than our
universe. Correct.
Hmm.
Why else would Lana be with Superman?
I think you're out of your goddamn mind.
I think you're preposterous.
This is.
I'm just saying because a lot of things are just slightly different. Just slightly.
If anybody at all even listens to this once, any input would be great.
I don't need people correcting me, but I think I'm right.
No, I'm because just saying.
The Superman, the Lois, and the kid who came.
First of all,
who
I don't think you're right. Second of all,
they're the ones that we know.
Are they? Do we know? I don't know who
Did
John is.
Did you see the birthmark
on John?
Shh.
Lois?
Why? Never mind.
What are you talking about?
Mark. That's just my opinion.
And your opinion is welcome, but I don't.
Here's
I
the
just
thing.
Don't know.
Here's the thing. The universe everyone's pretty much familiar with from the bigger stories or whatever never included the Watchmen. If they want to bring the Watchmen in and blame it on Dr. Manhattan, which is what we thought probably going to happen.
We're speculating.
That's got to be in a separate universe.
Dig it.
But somehow our Superman ended up there. Mm-hmm. We don't know how.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe and if it all revolves around the Speed Force somehow, maybe Superman tapped into it somehow because he can go fucking fast as shit too.
I mean, you might be reaching. But
I don't think I am. I think I should be on the board for DC right now.
Well, I don't know that it is all Speed Force now if we have Manhattan.
All right. Well, let's finish this up because now I want to get to Detective so I can talk more about Watchmen. So.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to leave.
Where
do
we leave off? Lex, heist.
So long story short, let's zip through this real quick because there's a lot of unanswered questions in this book and... I don't think we're going to get much out of it for a couple of issues, except for one fact. One flash fact. That basically, we'll call him Clark 2, bearded Clark, who then shaves his beard. He's with Lois and John, and they're seemingly about to create a life together in the sticks.
Yes.
Whatever.
Well, in a farm
house. They're doing the stuff and the things. And on the news, they see this Super Lex is saving the day, and he's making a speech alluding to the fact that he is now going to be Superman. Superman is dead. He's going to save the day. Clark 2 isn't having it. He knows that Lex is an evil, selfish prick and is compelled to stop him, even though apparently they came to the family... To the family decision of we're going to live a normal life, and immediately he changes his mind. It didn't take much, but Super Lex will do that to you. So he does that. He goes to meet Super Lex in a full-fledged confrontation. They have a conversation first, both floating in the air in front of thousands of people with their smartphones out. So now everybody knows that the Superman that they thought was dead is actually... floating right in front of him. Maybe he's fake. Maybe he's real. Maybe he's a robot. Maybe he's a clone. Nobody knows nothing. They're about to go to fisticuffs. And the interesting thing I found was that Superman actually, let's just say, actually did provoke the fight when Lex didn't really want to. So they kind of go at it. And while this is all going on, the Daily Planet, Perry's like, we got to get somebody on the case. And running out the back door saying, I'm on it, boss, is somebody that Perry thinks he might have recognized, but couldn't possibly be that person. So Jimmy Olsen's on the scene, and in walks Clark Kent. So this is Clark 1 from this universe, maybe?
Watching Lex and Clark 2.
And Superman, and then as them guys battle, Lex is standing over Superman, Clark 2 Superman? This is getting silly. And then from behind him, Clark 1 says something, and then what did Lex says something to the effect of a lot of dead guys have something to say, seems to be the going thing or something like
that.
Yeah. It was actually kind of a funny line, I thought, but basically that's where the book leaves off, is Clark 1, Clark 2, Super Lex, and then all of a sudden they drop the bomb at the end that this heist was all about freeing Doomsday. And it's a different version of Doomsday. And again, I don't know what happened in previous Action Comics.
Which proves that it's a separate universe that our Superman came to.
Doesn't necessarily, because the other Doomsday was allegedly destroyed while destroying Superman.
Right. And
dude, you don't know nothing.
No. Wait.
What?
Because the only reason Superman 2 attacked Lex is because he's familiar with the Lex that's a villain in his universe.
Maybe this Lex was the villain in this one.
He's done all the research.
They have
Gaggle, not Google.
He doesn't even have the internet.
He went on Gaggle and he was like Lex Luthor. And he's a stand-up citizen. He was part of the Justice League.
I don't know this universe. I know that, but that doesn't mean that it's not the same one. Again,
you don't know what you're talking about.
We're going to find out in the next couple of weeks.
All right, why don't you guys weigh in on this? Why don't you tweet us and let us know that Scott's right and that Mike is wrong?
Just hashtag Scott's an idiot.
Separate, that would be amazing if that would start trending.
It's probably going to, because...
Numbers.
I'm going to hashtag that. I'm in the 8 range again. I liked it. I think it's alluding to more. It's probably maybe even a 7.5. I didn't hate it. I liked it. I just didn't love it.
I don't know. 8's pretty high, so...
Yeah, but it's not I'm in love with it.
I don't know. Well, I'm actually also at an 8 because I feel like you get a couple
Superman,
of people.
Superman, Clark 2 should have kept the beard. We agree.
Yes. Beard, that's the only thing we agree on. Ooh.
Hashtag.
Superman. Action Comics beard conspiracy now. Remember that, Damian.
DC beard conspiracy.
Ooh.
It's across the board.
Yeah, I agree.
Green Arrow. I think that Aquaman should have the beard from the movie.
Yep.
We're going in this direction. See, and that's my thing. You're trying to freshen up these dudes, and then you give us the old Aquaman. Ugh. Try and make them... You know what I mean? You want to get everyone on Team Aquaman, which I already kind of am, but, like, go for the new...
See, what everyone needs to do is read this, and we can have a big Twitter discussion about all the thoughts we possibly have for this, and we'll hashtag review and roast. Action Comics or something. I don't know, whatever.
Hashtag review and roast rebirth.
Nice.
I mean, that's a lot of letters, but...
It is. R&R rebirth? No.
That'd be 3 R's and an e-birth.
Never mind.
Something worse. It'd be like, grr, Mondays.
Rebirth!
When you say it, it's not so bad.
Yeah.
All right.
Tony the Tiger over here. Okay, now detective. Down to detective number 3934.
Correct.
Number 1.
Affirmative.
-934. Okay, this one opens up with Batwoman.
Now, this would be a good one to have Brian for, because he's obviously
Captain Batman,
the Bat family expert of the three of us, which isn't much to say, but I'm also not down with all of the lore of the Bat family. So this one actually kind of introduces you to a few characters that I wasn't really overly familiar with.
Okay, I'm actually going to open it so I can... Or did you write them all down?
I wrote all the names of the team members.
Done. Yeah. Okay, so it opens up with Batwoman, who, again, I'm not too familiar with. I've read a couple of, random issues, single issues.
And I don't know how many Batwomans this were, but this is Kate Kane.
Yes. And she... At least in the previous books that I've read, she almost seemed to almost have a, I don't want to say vampire, but almost like a vampiric look and or feel.
Yeah. I kind of like the outfit here.
Well, she has the same feeling here, but then when she loses the outfit, she also loses the paleness of her skin.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's part of the costume.
Maybe. She powders up. I don't love the short hair.
I do. Yeah. I dig short hair. But anywho, Batman, he's noticing, this goes back to the Flash comics. When he was in the Batcave and he was showing him the little drones mm-hmm. that Batman has spotted right. spying on random superheroes or whatever.
Right. He does a quick mini battle with Azrael in the beginning and during the course of that finds a drone lurking about.
Correct.
And it's coincidentally shaped in the bat form.
Yes.
It looks like a bat drone.
It is, which is A, why he went to Batwoman first, but B, he also, after breaking into it and seeing very little before it got shut down again and dismantling the tech, it's like 10 years ahead of
right.
its time.
Yeah, he says
ahead,
exactly
of, ahead of current military-grade drone technology.
So it's like 20 years ahead of regular people.
10.
No, I mean regular people.
Okay, yeah,
he's 20,
yeah.
He's saying like the top technology we have 10 years better than that.
Yeah.
Not like your iPhone. Right. Like the stuff that you don't have.
So he goes to her. She's never seen it, obviously, so she knows nothing about it. And then they have a discussion about how this is something that's going to be bigger than them. They're not going to be able to handle it on their own. He needs her not as, a second hand or a whipping boy, but more of a partner.
Right. She right away is standoffish to the effect of it almost initially feels like that she feels that he's coming to her as, oh, I need a new sidekick.
Yeah.
You want to, grab a red suit.
As she's arguing with her dad, who's not happy with her leaving the military and being
right.
a rogue.
Right. So, I mean, that part, see, that was kind of the almost cheesy part for me was that,
leave me alone, Dad.
Well, it was kind of, oh, you should do something better with your life. She's effing Batwoman.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like she's doing dick over here. Well, actually, she doesn't. I don't know if you need to mark that, but she has a girlfriend, in case you guys don't know.
Yes.
Anywho, the point is,
I mean, three dates, I'm sure.
Allegedly. I think she did allude to.
No, she did, but that doesn't mean that they're girlfriends yet. They might just be still dating.
She's not the casual sex type.
All right,
okay?
That whole thing is
why? What's getting
weird.
It's not like
just
I said.
Move
anything.
On.
Anywho. The point is, he's giving her the business, her dad, about being military and having all of this training and all of this expertise, and that she's almost that she's not amounting to anything. And I thought that was a little like, ugh, okay, yeah. Settle down, dude. She's Batwoman.
Right.
It's like telling Batman, you got all this money. You're not really giving to a lot of charities.
Yeah, you're kind of a piece of shit.
Yeah, you could be doing a little better with your life. It's okay, settle down. Point is, then when Batman comes, he basically throws the whole "you're military, I need help training new recruits" angle, and it was like, oh, this is all just super conveniently coincidental, and it didn't need to be. You know what I mean? It was almost like, dude, for all of the stuff that you didn't serve me on a platter in all these other books, you're going to lay this one up for me? Like, I could have figured this out. Like, you could have just said,
okay, I can see
that. You know what I mean? They, like, totally, they wasted two pages of foreshadow that she was in the military. Like, Bruce could have just been like, I know you were in the military. And right. I'd have been like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
She was in the military. You know, I'm sitting here, not knowing anything that's going on in the first 10 pages of Wonder Woman. They could have just.
And that's a flash fact.
That is a flash fact, as a matter of fact. What? So, basically, Batman wants to assemble a team. Oh, I did like the part he's trying to get Batwoman to trust him, and he pulls the mask off.
Yes.
She's like, ah, Bruce, damn it. He's like, wait, how long have you known?
I mean? I've been waiting for you to admit it to me for months.
It was kind of funny. That part
and,
I actually
well,
did
we
like.
Are cousins.
Right. So, anywho, basically then Batman runs down a list with Batwoman of potential team members, which I kind of wish they would have found somebody that didn't want to be part of the team. What do you think?
They're probably still getting to that because all they did was they assembled them, and then you have your first quote-unquote sort of training session, and then it ends.
Mm-hmm.
But my only problem, and I shouldn't even say problem, but they went and, you got Robin. It's Red Robin, I know. But
who's currently working alone. I do know that part.
I feel like a Nightwing would have been a lot cooler. I mean, fit better into this little team that they assembled.
No doubt, but I mean,
I don't give him a costume upgrade.
Well, yeah, it's Red Robin.
Yeah, I don't need a fucking hamburger. Why you gotta fucking steal my jokes?
Just saying, you gotta be quicker on a draw, guy.
I was emphasizing for effect. Oh,
you were trying to really
don't make me mark this.
So the point being that I just thought that they should have maybe added two people that they approached that said no.
Well, again, we're not that far into it yet. They still might fight it. Run down this, who's next.
Okay, so first they go see the spoiler, who is Stephanie Brown.
The spoiler?
That was her name.
Was it?
Yes. You can open the book. You already opened the book.
But I might have to. Yeah, keep going.
And then after that, that's when they go see Red Robin, who is currently played by Tim Drake. Or he's currently the current Red Robin.
Why don't I remember? What was her name?
The Spoiler. She was the one in like the blue purple suit, I believe. Well, I think the Spoiler and Orphan, who is next.
Orphan.
Cassandra Cain.
I'm super interested in Orphan.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I dig her.
She's like the psychotic, crazy, unpredictable.
Right. Yeah, Batman actually alludes to the fact that she might be the most dangerous of the bunch. What's a spoiler shtick now that you got the book open?
Oh, she's like a crazy hacker with kung fu
skills. Oh, that's right. Yeah, she's the one that gets ahead of everybody. That's i.e. the spoiler. And then after that, they go down and they
Where do you get her name from?
It's in there. It's right in the beginning. Stephanie Brown. First, like, bubble.
Whatever. Keep going.
And then we get to the last person they go get is Clayface, which actually I kind of love.
Oh, that's right. Okay, never mind. Okay, yeah, so the spoiler. See, that's just a terrible name.
It is.
Stephanie Brown, she's the daughter of the criminal genius Clue Master, and she puts on the costume in order to try and foil her father's plans.
Dig it.
But yeah, she's a crazy hacker. Orphans.
Well, you might as well keep it out there and flip over to the Robin and give us a little insight into that.
Jerk.
Since you hate Red Robin.
Okay,
I actually don't hate the suit. Let me tell you this. All right, pick a suit. That one or the stupid black and yellow one from the other Batman book. I didn't like it. The new guy.
I'm not a fan of either per se, but honestly, I think I'd have to go with the other one. Only because this one's too reminiscent of the 60s TV show.
It's very different, actually. And
it's just more, it's just tighter.
Batman suit's very reminiscent of the 60s TV show.
Yeah, but that was an awesome suit.
Was it?
Yes.
Adam West.
Yes.
Hmm.
Tim Drake.
What is shark repellent in his
in
his belt?
Yeah. he has the best tactical mind of partner that Batman ever
had. Yeah, see, they sort of give everybody kind of a almost necessity for being on the team. And Orphan was just the scariest, I guess.
No, yeah, well, I agree. Well, her code name is Cassandra Cain. And she was engineered by her father away from other children to be a human weapon. Her first language was violence. I mean, into it. You know what I mean?
No, yeah, she looks good.
I'm super stoked about
that. I didn't love that.
If they do a, like a side book on her.
You never know.
Into it.
Well, you know, and again, this Detective Comics is obviously going to be some type of a team up from here on out for Rebirth is obviously the direction. And I think they'll be able to pull Batman away from it and keep him in his Rebirth book that is coming out, and then have kind of Batwoman take over the mantle for Detective. I think that's, if I had to guess, that's the direction they're going.
That's kind of neat.
What's that?
I like that idea.
Oh. Well, Batman's going to have his, how's Batman going to be in three books?
That's what he does.
Well, I do know that, but
well, he
hard
sells.
To keep all the stories the same.
He sells, you know.
I think Batwoman and the crew here can sell.
I think it'd be great.
I think they, I will agree one thing. I think they need to get rid of the green in Red Robin suit.
It could be Justice League Light.
80 calories.
But yeah, back to Clayface. That's another character that I know exists, and that's about all I know of him.
Right.
I
didn't know that they give a little of his origin, not very much. But yeah. From what they write of him so far, seems like he might be one of the funnier characters coming up.
Right, but he's also in
almost a not funny way, like kind of just like a fish out of water funny.
Yeah, but he's also not really interested in what they're bringing to the table, but he just wanted a night of normalcy, so he went to the movies, scare everybody out, so he could watch a movie that he starred in, and he was supposed to be up for an Oscar that year.
And right, and I think his only thing is his longing to be accepted seems to be the only reason he's going to join the team.
Right.
Which I'm a fan of. I'm not saying that
he broke out
reason.
Of Arkham to do this.
Right. And yeah, but just to have a night
he
out.
He was like, just give me a night. I'll go back quietly. Like, or. Yeah.
He didn't even say a night. He just wanted to finish the movie. Like,
right. You know what I mean?
I think he said something to the effect, yeah, like, just give me an hour. I won't put up a fight. Just let me chill here.
Yeah.
Give me a popcorn and some
Twizzlers. And they were like, well, we can do that. Or
right.
You can join our team. He's like, I mean, okay, you know, I mean, yeah. He's not for it. He's not against it. He just wants to.
I do kind of. I think I might like this book. I don't know that this book is the top of the tops for me this week. Actually, it might be. Not that this week wasn't solid, but it wasn't ridiculous.
Well, do you have a number for it?
Yeah, I'm in the 8.5 range again.
I'm at a 9 for this one.
I might be. I'll just change it right now. Let me think. Again, I'm a big fan of the setup, and this one's probably the best setup so far. Would you agree?
Oh, by far.
You know what I mean? As far as
all the introductions for the characters is just great.
And I done quick and done, you know what I mean? It was just bang, bang, bang. You just get, they just, you went through the most in the shortest amount of time for me.
Right.
You know what I mean? We learned.
And they still wasted two, three pages on you were in the military.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So for all of that, I think, you know what? I will give. I'll go 9 with you on this one.
All right.
We'll say this is my favorite.
So do you want to break?
Yeah, actually, this was my favorite of the week.
Okay. Do you want to go down your list? Least favorite to favorite? Or do you want me to go first?
I thought we were going to go favorite to down.
We can do that too.
Well, that's how we did it last week. We'll top okay. Bottom. You go first. What did we give action? I forgot now. Was I in the 7 range?
I don't remember.
And you were in the 8? Yeah, I was a... You were an 8, and I was a 7. I'm writing all these down, everybody, because if we review these, I'm going to compile our scores for our team.
Well, just listen review. To the podcast.
Well, that too.
This might go off of what my numbers were, mm-hmm. because I don't remember what I said for everything, and
that's
I
fine.
Just picked them, whatever.
Yeah,
so whatever.
What you rate a book and how much you actually think it's pertinent is two different things, I guess.
I don't think so.
It could be.
Try to make me feel better.
That's well, no, just because I said The Flash was a higher number than Aquaman doesn't necessarily, I think it was more my favorite. That's all.
Well, having said that, see, you don't watch Curb, but that was a whole issue. Never, whatever. My favorite of the week is Detective Comics, followed by Wonder Woman, which I obviously talked about and thoroughly enjoyed, followed by The Flash, followed by Action, and then coming in a distant fifth is Aquaman.
Distant?
Everything else was really good. And it was tough between The Flash and Action because they were both really good.
Mm-hmm.
But everything, I feel like I gave everything like an 8 or better. And then I gave Aquaman a 6, probably 5 or something. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
mm-hmm.
to me, it's just, could have been better.
Yeah. No, I agree.
It was, I think they focused too much on the running gag that is Aquaman.
I think they did, but I think the narrative of it was almost necessary. Anyways, I am also going to pick Detective first. I did think it was a pretty strong book. Then I'm going to go with The Flash right after that. I thought that was the... I almost think that was better. They're probably really close for me. I only just liked the Detective comic better. I think The Flash was the better Rebirth book as far as what's going down right now. But I'm going to keep it in that order. Then my third is going to be Aquaman. I did think that was pretty good. My fourth will be Action with Superman and all the stuff going on there. I'm interested, but I don't know what's going to happen. And then the bottom of the list will be Wonder Woman for me. That doesn't mean that any of these books are bad. There's only 5 of them. You know what I mean? You didn't hate Aquaman.
No.
But I don't hate the Wonder Woman book. And even after discussing it and figuring out that I liked it more than I thought I did, it's still, you know, out of these 5, it's just not my favorite. That doesn't mean it's no good. It just means it's in order of my favorites. So that's
sweet.
That.
All right. Well, there you have it. By all means, tweet us or Facebook our stuff and, you know, tell us what you think. Give us your ratings and or list of best to worst. Don't forget to...
Hashtag rebirth and roast?
No. Hmm. No, stricken from the record.
Dang. I'm trying to think of a good one. It's got to be something. It's got to have... Talk to me. Rebirth review. I mean, it's got to be. It's got. I want it to be us, though. No, maybe.
We'll figure it out, and we will tweet it.
If anybody has ideas and anybody cares,
we'll put a poll on Twitter.
Help us out,
or we'll put a poll on Facebook.
We need a hashtag for all this DC Rebirth that also has to do with review and roast.
Winner Rebirth.
Winner gets a prize.
I win. Prize me. All right. So, yeah, that's the show for the week. So. Or I should say this is the Rebirth show for the week. So follow me on Twitter at XOrsonX. Follow Mike at Review and Roast.
As a matter of fact, if somebody actually does get in on that, and we use somebody's hashtag, I will personally get them a subscription to some Rebirth book of their choice till the book runs out. That's a promise. Whatever comic book shop you want, I will call them up and put it in your bin. $3 a week, or every 2 weeks. I think I can handle that. So if you're interested in that, give us a hashtag. Do it.
Wow, that's some hardcore stuff right there.
Damien, I hope you win.
What do you know, Damien? The best.
Chris, I hope you don't win.
Chris don't listen, so I guess it don't matter.
Nice.
All right, so closing the show for a third time.
Wrap it up.
I told you where we could find us. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/reviewandroast, instagram.com/reviewandroast, twitter.com/reviewandroast, or reviewandroast.com. And don't forget, you can buy movie tickets on our site now. So
go to Instagram.
Well, go to our site and buy movie tickets
and
first.
The site.
And then,
Instagram.
For some reason, follow our Instagram. Because we post a lot of con picks when we go to cons once every 2 months.
Cons, board games we play once in a while, comic book stuff, movie stuff. Stuff.
Yeah, stuff and or of things. Don't forget to check out next week's Rebirth, and we will talk to you then.